Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. Strathbogie Shire Council has partnered with podcast producer Storytowns to provide interactive geo-located podcast tours. The Rock Your Senses in Strathbogie Shire podcast give a unique insight into that shire's incredible tourist-based offerings, from great food and wine to picturesque tracks and trails. Storytowns meets local rock star identities in the 7 to 10 minute podcast for each town in the Strathbogie Shire: Avenel, Longwood, Euroa, Strathbogie, Ngambie, Violet Town and Ruffy. You can listen to these podcasts on the Strathbogie Shire's Strathbogie Story pages, but over the past couple of months we have been featuring a couple of them. Today we are going to put the spotlight on Longwood. So this is the Storytowns podcast on Longwood. Enjoy.
As you're driving right now, you're about 15 kilometres southwest of Euroa. Longwood, well, it's a tiny town that is big on hospitality. As you drive into town, you'll spot the White Hart Hotel, and this is a beautiful old building that's been a centrepiece for Longwood since the 1880s. And for everyone who is driving into the town now, this would probably be a good place to stop and plan your Longwood adventure. There's a bunch of great walks you can do around town, but more on that soon. First, here is some Longwood history. The town was originally located in the paddock of Tudd's Farm on the old Sydney to Melbourne Road. It was a place where the horse-drawn carriages could stop for a rest. Fred Tubb is Longwood's most famous resident. He received the military's highest honour, the Victoria Cross, and this was for his bravery at Lone Pine in Gallipoli. As for the name of the town, it's believed that it comes from the British island of St Helena in the South Atlantic, and this is where the Lieutenant Governor had a house called Longwood, and it was here that Napoleon died after he was exiled to the island. The story goes that a European settler planted two willow cuttings in the area that were taken from Longwood in St Helena, hence the town being named Longwood. Nowadays, Longwood is home to a couple of hundred people, including Steve Tobin, and he is one of the more fascinating locals. Steve has a company called Heavy Metal Art, but if you're a headbanger, this is not for you, as Steve explains. So I asked Steve, how did Heavy Metal Art start?
Well, it started out just because everything I built was huge and out of old farm machinery and stuff, and like if you dropped it on your toe, it'll break it. So it sort of become heavy metal art, and not thinking about heavy metal as in the music side of things, but heavy metal is because it was actually heavy metal. And when I registered the name, I get so many headbangers ring me now asking about some Metallica stuff and things like that, and well, I don't do that genre.
And what were the metal fans wanting to see, Steve?
If I could make a mark for heavy metal, like Death Slayer or something like that, you know, so that's the thing I do, but I actually just make flowers and birds and stuff.
A boilermaker by trade, as you can hear, Steve. Well, he's a pretty great Longwood character. So, as you're driving into Longwood, where can you see Steve's work?
When you get to the town centre, the Longwood sign, so that's heavy metal art.
It's
a long bit of wood, believe it or not, on Longwood. So that's at opposite the pub. A Spitfire up in Carter's Lane, which is a half replica Spitfire that spins around like a weather vane. The stuff up at Ruffy, there's a big exhibition up there, up at the hall. Anyone's front garden, you're pretty well looking. There's heavy metal art. I'm bringing some stuff back from up at Tellus Wineries at the moment, so I'm going to put that in the pub paddock and probably back at the pub, so and display some stuff there.
We'll get to the pub paddock soon, but right now I have a couple more questions for Steve. His business goes back to 2004, so what was his first piece of heavy metal art?
It was actually a New Year's Day, and I partied too hard that night, and my ex-missus kicked me out the house. So I was in the shed, so I thought I'd better get back in the good books, and I made her an emu just out of a cement mixer drum, and I had it at the front porch, and Jenny Houghton from Magar's Wines come along, and she offered me $500 for it, and I thought, well, that's all right, and away I went. So that went up to Magar's Winery, and I ended up divorcing that wife anyway, so.
Well, the marriage didn't last. But Steve's artwork will last forever. And for everyone driving, take note of this address. One of his biggest pieces can be found on Carter's Lane in Longwood.
So that's a half replica Spitfire. My neighbour, Keithy Robertson, came over one day with a coffee and a jam tin and a little model Spitfire plane. He asked me if I could weld two 44 gallons together with wings on it to honour his father, Bruce, who flew Spitfires in World War II. And I said, I'm not putting wings on two 44 gallons drums because it's going to look like wings on two 44 gallon drums is going to look shit ass. So I asked him what his budget was, and I said, I'll build you a proper Australian artistic one. So I got a scale model plan and blew it up and made it exactly half replica and putting the Aussie spin to it. I wrapped it up in corrugated iron. And so that's in Carter's Lane. It's at the T intersection.
All right.
If you hit the bitumen, you're going too far.
There's a challenge for you while you're in Longwood. See if you can find Steve's Spitfire. Steve moved to Longwood from Melbourne 20 years ago, but his mates were running the local pub. There used to be five pubs in town, but only one is still operating, the White Hart. Thursday is Palmer night, and if you buy a drink on Wednesday Arvo, you'll have a chance to spin the wacky Wednesday wheel and win a slab or a bottle of wine. And if you want to discover more about the town's rich history, you can do the Longwood Heritage Walk, the Longwood Rec Reserve Walk, or the Longwood East Walk. While you're in Longwood, you might bump into the latest celebrity, sheep farmer Will Dwyer from the TV show Farmer Wants a Wife. Now, Will has led a pretty interesting life, previously working as a cattle farmer and a professional bungee jumper. He landed in Longwood just 3 years ago.
Look, I love it. I truly do. It's just such a close-knit, wonderful community. Everyone really helps each other out. It's just so welcoming. When the first time I went to Longwood Pub, I made about eight mates in about 2 hours. Everyone's just kind and helpful, and we all look after each other.
Yep, it's a pretty welcoming place, Longwood. There's free camping at the Rec Reserve, though a gold coin donation is appreciated. And make sure you pop into the pub or the shop or Morrie's Rock Shop. The Rockery Gemstone Museum is just down the road from the pub. It has 9 rooms, all showing Morrie's incredible collection of jewellery, crystals and gemstones. And the best part is, entry is free. Also, do yourself a favour and jump on Google or social media to find out if there's a gig or an event while you're in town. Longwood rocks gigs and gems. For the last word on the town, let's check back in with that larrikin Steve.
Longwood's a good central spot in the Strathbogie of your own, just because you can actually branch out, camp there for free, go to Ngambi, Ruffy, Yoroa, whatever you want to go, and you're still central, you know. So there's plenty of space at the camping reserve, flat, plenty of area, you don't have to camp next to anyone. There's trout in the dam.
Oh, yeah.
But if you're travelling down the highway, call in to see Longwood and make sure you call into the pub and the shop and road food at the shop, and there's plenty to see and do.
Spot on, Steve. I hope you enjoy your stay in Longwood as much as I did. I'm Jared Pickford. This has been a Storytowns production in partnership with the Strathbogie Shire Council. For more information about Longwood, click on the information button under the podcast profile. You'll see it, the little eye button. Thanks, everyone.
Let Merritt Funeral Services take the stress out of your funeral arrangements. Whether you're looking to prepay a funeral, arrange a bond, or pre-arrange a complete funeral, Merritt Funeral Services are just a phone call away. They can even come direct to you anywhere across the region to help walk you through the process, each and every step of the way. With more than 40 years industry experience, expect nothing less than service and advice that exceeds your expectations. Let Merritt Funeral Services take care of everything. Phone 5825 1651.
1FM sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299 413.
sponsors of 1FM.
We're back. The Tungama Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungama Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat-in or take-away, as well as accommodation, including some brand-new en-suite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungama Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Country roads are abundant with wildlife, including kangaroos, wallabies, deer and wombats. Colliding with any of these animals can cause serious damage and or injury. These animals are most active during dawn and dusk, so if possible, try to avoid driving at these times. If a collision with wildlife is unavoidable, maintain control of your vehicle and avoid swerving, as this could result in losing control. Apply the brakes firmly and remain in your lane. This message proudly brought to you by RoadSafe Goulburn Valley.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.